It was the height of summer, and I could feel the sweat dripping down my back as I stood, waiting for the elevator up to my apartment. You sidled up next to me, all glowing skin and bright eyes, and I was breathless for a moment as I took you in. Small wisps of hair that had escaped from your braid floated around your face, and I wanted nothing more than to reach out and tuck one behind your ear. I resisted the urge, balling my hands in my pockets instead, and offered you a tight smile, which was the most I could manage after such a grueling day. Your returning smile was just as awkward. It would have been a shame that I wasn't more friendly, but you were taken. I saw your boyfriend pick you up from your apartment for dates at least a few times a week. Because of that, I left the awkward exchange there and made no attempt to instigate small talk of any kind. Secretly, I'd have loved to get to know you better. Not only were you captivatingly beautiful, but you intrigued me. Many a weekend afternoon saw me lingering on our landing before heading into my own apartment, trying to catch a whiff of the sumptuous smells pouring out of your kitchen. I'd ridden the elevator with you once. You were on your way home from the library, and the elevator came to a more abrupt stop than usual. Your overflowing tote bag had tipped over to reveal a plethora of books in such wildly varying genres that they looked absurd all lying next to each other. I wanted to know what you thought of all the books you checked out, and I wanted to taste all the dishes you concocted, but you had a boyfriend for all that. I resigned myself to being friendly but distant neighbors so as to not exacerbate the twinges of jealousy I felt when I saw him come by. I had been so wrapped up in my thoughts that I hadn't noticed that the elevator was arriving in the lobby. It was only your movement next to me that shook me out of my stupor. I filed in after you, tucking myself gingerly in the corner. The atmosphere in the elevator, thickened by the heat, was palpably awkward. The seconds stretched on for what seemed like hours. It seemed like eternity had passed before the chime alerted us that we had arrived on our floor. You hopped through the elevator doors as soon as they were open wide enough to let you through, and I followed you out at a much slower pace, still caught in the warm haze of being so close to you. I barely managed a meager good night before you'd made it through the threshold of your apartment. You turned, giving me a lopsided smile, but it didn't even reach your eyes. In fact, you looked a little sad as you replied in kind, and then shut the door softly. I sighed to myself and dug my keys out of my briefcase, turning to unlock my own door. I knew you thought I didn't like you, and I felt bad, but it seemed like the better choice than explaining just how much I did like you. Once inside, I surveyed my prospects for the evening, A few different kinds of leftovers sat in the fridge, and I prepared myself for another thoroughly mediocre dinner alone in front of the TV. A few hours later, a knock at the door roused me from my stupor on the couch. Blearily, I lurched up and made my way to the door. I was startled to see you through the peephole. Hey, what's up? Sugar? Yeah. Yeah, I think I've got some sugar. You're welcome to come in while I grab it if you like. The kitchen's just over here. Do you want something to drink? Sure, no problem. Here you go. Okay, let me find the sugar now. How much did you say you needed? It's no problem. What are you making? Ooh, that sounds delicious. Me? No. I don't get up to much in the kitchen. I'm sure you'll put this sugar to much better use than I ever could. Really? Well, I'd love to try some, but I don't want to impose at all. Yeah, I suppose it's fair trade. All right, you've convinced me. So I'll come over when it's finished then. Okay, so in like a half hour or. Oh, now? Yeah. Yeah, I keep you company while you make it, I guess. Just give me a minute to turn off the TV and stuff, and I'll be right over. I watched you walk out through my door, cup of sugar in hand, feeling a heady combination of excitement and dread wash over me. This was exactly what I had daydreamed about when my self-control slipped and I allowed myself to indulge in the fantasy of you. My head was spinning. Why had you come here? And this late at night, too? My restraint was wearing remarkably thin tonight. The prospect of watching you flit around the kitchen in your pajamas alongside the promise of dessert provoked too much for me to resist. I took a breath, steeling myself, and headed across the landing and into your apartment. It seemed that your place had roughly the same layout as my own, so I was able to locate the kitchen without too much trouble. Stepping through the doorway, I was at once overwhelmed by an onslaught of sensations. I could hear the low hum of the oven, in harmony with the soft music coming from a speaker on the counter, and the smell of butter browning on the stove wafted towards me in waves. Most of all, I was entranced by the sight of you, swaying gently along with the music as you stirred the contents of the bowl in front of you. With a soft smile on your face, the warm glow of the lamplight made you look practically angelic. I held my breath, not wanting to disturb such a perfect scene, but it was too late. You looked up at my entrance, and the corners of your eyes crinkled as you smiled at me, gesturing for me to have a seat at one of the stools placed next to the counter. I obliged, still confounded by the surrealness of the entire evening. So, have you made this recipe before, or is this the first time? No, God, no, I'm not questioning your abilities. I'm sure it'll be great. I'm very excited to be your guinea pig. I suppose your boyfriend is usually the taste tester, right? What a lucky dude. The guy that comes over all the time. I've run into him in the elevator more times than I can count. I assumed you guys were, like, you know, together. Just friends. Well, even if he's not your boyfriend, I mean, he's around enough that he probably gets to sample things, right? Once again, my head was spinning. This was a revelation I had not expected. You were single. You were single, and you'd invited me to your apartment late at night in your pajamas. Suddenly, the room started to feel warm. You were watching me carefully, gauging my reaction to this bit of information. Clearly, you found whatever you were looking for in my face, and you returned to your baking with a sly smile. I watched you move deftly through the recipe, clearly very comfortable in the kitchen. The low-level hunger that I'd been feeling since I saw you earlier in the day began to grow, spreading throughout my entire body as I finally admitted to myself that I'd known subconsciously the whole time. I wanted you. Badly. And all that was left to do now was to make sure that you wanted me, too. You had just finished scooping cookies onto the baking sheet, and as you turned to put them in the oven, I rose from my seat, moving to stand next to you. I placed my hand gently on your forearm, stopping you from opening the oven door. Stop me if I've gotten this all wrong, but I don't think you invited me over here just to be a taste tester. And to think, all this time I've been thinking you were in a relationship when you were actually mine for the taking. Is that right, honey? Oh, you poor thing. You probably thought I didn't want you. You thought I didn't notice how goddamn sexy you are all the time. Oh, baby. Believe me, I noticed, even though I tried not to. You're fucking irresistible, you know that? So many nights, I went to bed feeling guilty for getting rock fucking hard, just thinking about you. I want you so fucking bad.
I need you. You responded to my admission by drawing me closer, fingers of one hand threading through the hair at the nape of my neck, the other hand gripping my t-shirt tightly. The taste of your mouth set my blood on fire, making it impossible to concentrate on anything other than the white-hot electricity of your touch.
I don't want to do anything you're not comfortable with, okay? Just tell me to stop and I will. No questions asked. Seriously, though, do you promise you'll tell me? Good girl.
You looked up at me, eyes shining, lips deliciously swollen, and I've never seen anything quite so beautiful in my life. I wanted to ruin you.
You can bake the cookies later. I don't want anything to interrupt us.
I need to taste you now. Oh, fuck yes. Here. Let me help you with that. Yeah. Here, I'll just pick you up and put you on the counter. Perfect. Scoot to the edge for me, okay? Oh, you have such a pretty pussy. Please, please, can I put my mouth on it? I'll make you feel so good, I promise. Oh, fuck. Oh, thank you. Fuck. Oh, you taste fucking incredible. Yes, fuck. Grab my hair. Grind it in my face. Fuck, you're amazing. Yes. I love eating your pussy. I love tasting how wet you are for me. Yes, I am hard for you, miss. You want me to stroke myself? While I lick you, of course, miss. I looked up at you as I continued to lick your pussy. You looked back down at me, eyes hooded with pleasure, breath hitching every time my tongue grazed your clit. You smiled at me, loosening your grip on my hair to run your fingers through my scalp, a gentle caress that made me shiver. I was so focused on you that I almost forgot to keep stroking myself, but your warning glance reminded me. I wanted to do so well for you. I wanted to please you more than I'd wanted anything in a long time. I started to suck on your clit, and your hands tightened sharply in my hair again, a delicious moan escaping your lips. To my dismay, you pulled me up and away from your throbbing pussy. I was consoled only by the ferocity of your kiss.
I thought you were gonna let me make you come, miss. I'm not pouting, I really want to make you come with my tongue. You want to go to the bedroom? Yeah, that sounds good. I'll follow you. Fuck. Okay, where do you want me? Laying on my back. Yes, miss. Okay. What now? Oh, fuck. Oh, you're a... Oh, your mouth feels really good on my cock. Yes, miss. Yes, that feels incredible. Fuck. Fuck. Keep going. Please keep going. Oh, fuck. Yeah. Yes. Oh, yes, I've been a good boy for you, miss. I'm a good boy. Oh, God, I'm your good boy. I'm your good boy. Fuck. Oh, God. Oh, no. No, please. Please don't stop. Please. Please put me back in your mouth. Please. Please don't stop. Yes. I'll be a good boy. I promise. I won't come. I won't come. I promise. Please keep going. Oh, fuck.
I watched as you continued to suck my cock, using the same skillful precision that I'd seen in the kitchen, bringing me to the edge of ruin. The feeling of your tongue running up and down the underside of my shaft was almost too much. And when you paused to tease the head, I held back a cry. I was determined to be a good boy for you, no matter how badly I wanted to come. You knew exactly what you were doing to me, and your mischievous smile sent a fresh wave of lust coursing through my veins.
Please, miss, I'm getting close. Fuck, I can't take much more. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, my God, I want to be a good boy for you, miss. Please, please say I can come, please. Please. Oh, God. Fuck, I'm getting close. Oh, shit. Miss him. I think I'm gonna come. Oh, please, I think I'm gonna come. No. Please, keep going. Please let me come. Fuck.
You crawled on my body, placing kisses on my skin as you went, finally reaching my level. You had a glint in your eye, and you were clearly very pleased with yourself. You hovered over me for a moment before dipping your head down to kiss me, and I could taste the salt of our combined sweat. I got lost in the feeling of your lips on mine, letting it soothe my raw nerves. The moment of respite was broken abruptly by your hand reaching down to tease my throbbing cock. You seemed quite content to continue this game long into the evening, but I was impatient. The edging had only intensified my need to be inside you, and now I was going to do exactly that. In one swift movement, I brought you down onto my chest and then flipped us both so that I was on top of you, pinning you down onto the mattress.
No more games. I'm gonna make you come on my cock, and then I'm gonna keep fucking you until I'm satisfied. And you're gonna take it like the good little slut you are. Do you understand me? Good. Fuck! Oh, fuck, your pussy feels fucking incredible. Not so in control now, are you, darling? That was nice. But I think you like this just as much. You want me to pin you down to the bed and fuck you hard, don't you? You want me to tell you what a good little girl you are, huh? Well, you've gotta earn it, baby. Show me just how good you take my cock. That's it. That's it. Moan for me. Show me how much you like it. Fuck. Stop it. Did I say you could touch yourself? Come on, sweetheart. I'm not gonna start fucking you again until you answer me. Did I say that you could touch yourself? That's right. I didn't. When I want you to come, it'll be my fingers on your clit, making you writhe and scream. Okay, love? Good girl. I liked having you underneath me as much as I liked having you on top of me. I watched your tits bounce with every thrust. I could feel you getting close, your pussy tightening and clenching around me. And while it should have sent me over the edge, I was gripped with determination. I wasn't just going to fuck you to orgasm. I was going to fuck you through your orgasm. I sped up my thrust and reached down to find your clit, using two fingers to start rubbing it the way I knew you were desperate for. Oh, there you go, baby. Oh, fuck. Does that feel good? Are you gonna fucking come all over my cock? Come on. Do it. Fucking come for me. Fucking come for me, baby. That's it. That's it. Good girl. Good girl. Oh, shit. Shit. Yeah. Oh, God. Keep taking that fucking cock. Are you sensitive now, sweetheart? Fuck. Is it too much? Still having me fuck you? Yeah. Good. I want you to feel it when I come inside you. Are you ready for that, love? Oh, you poor thing. Oh, you can barely talk. Come on, darling, speak up. Use your words. Are you ready to take my cum? Oh, fuck. Good girl. Oh, you're such a fucking good girl for me. Fuck. Oh, shit. Shit. Fuck. I'm gonna come. Fuck. I'm gonna come. Oh, fuck. Oh, God. Oh, fuck. I'm coming. I'm coming. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Still reeling from the strength of my orgasm when I turned my head to get a look at you. Your hair was a mess, sticking out in a million different directions. There was a visible sheen of sweat covering your entire body, and your chest, like mine, was still heaving as you caught your breath. You were the most beautiful thing I'd ever seen.
Unable to resist, I reached over to kiss you again, pushing errant strands of hair out of the way.
So, about those cookies.
Mm.